just want to say one thing about one word that I use in this resolution. I use the word urgent. I disdain the word urgent. To me, the word urgent means, you know, somebody I love has just been hit by a quiet car and is on his way to the hospital, or has just had a heart attack and is on his way to the hospital. But I use the word urgent in this resolution deliberately. Whereas blind people rely largely on hearing for traveling independently. Whereas blind people rely largely on hearing and traveling independently, especially when walking along and crossing streets, and whereas several automobile manufacturers have developed, quote, quiet, unquote, and or, quote, hybrid, unquote, cars, which use alternative technology in order to conserve fuel and reduce air and noise pollution, and whereas many of these vehicles emit negligible sound when moving, especially when moving at slow speeds, and emit no sound while stationary, such as at a traffic light or stop sign, and whereas research and experience have already demonstrated that these vehicles pose a serious and possibly life-threatening hazard to blind people traveling independently, as well as to other segments of the population, such as seniors, children, and those with hearing impairments. And whereas a number of options are available for mitigating the hazard, such as devices that will cause these vehicles to emit some discernible sound, and whereas further research is urgently needed to arrive at a workable solution in order to avoid injuries and or fatalities. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State and Convention assembled this 12th day of November in the city of Syracuse, 2006, that this organization call upon the New York State Department of Transportation to work with it to address this critical threat to the independence and safety of blind and other pedestrians, and arrive at effective solutions. And be it further resolved that this organization call upon the New York State Office of General Services to place a moratorium on the purchase of quiet and hybrid vehicles until the danger they now pose to blind and other pedestrians has been meaningfully addressed.
Second. I've got motions and seconds. Yes, Laura. Place a moratorium on the purchase of these.
We
can't get a manufacturer to do something. But if I stop buying it and you stop buying it and the guy next to you stops buying it. Brian, technical question, sir, since we have a high-ranking bureaucrat in the room. OGS does a lot of purchasing for the state, but I have to assume there are other entities. And it only occurred to me while Ray was reading that. To accomplish this end, I might want to insert that we put in OGS and any other state entity charged with the purchase of motor vehicles.
Well, I think you asked a very fair question. I think you have to understand clearly that my strong opinion in this resolution was essentially asking the RPS to do something unlawful. And the reason being that purchase of hybrid vehicles in the state of New York, or the state of New York fleet, right now 50% of all purchases by governor's executive order must be hybrid vehicles. They don't believe that the Office of General Services can go against that.
We need to then perhaps reword this to say that the governor's executive order will find out the number XYZ, I don't know if I'd say rescind it. We'll find a word that doesn't necessarily mean rescinded, but put on hold, put on hold until delayed. Be delayed until such time as yada yada yada, and then we call upon other entities charged with the purchase, yada yada yada. One second, Kate. Brian, is that going to work? All right. Okay. No. I mean, all right. What you did say, though, is the executive order says 50% must be. I know what we need to do then.
Yeah, what I'm saying, again, I'm not a legal expert, obviously, but I just don't believe that we're asking the possible, that you're asking the possible. That's my impression, but I can't say for sure, but I can tell you for sure that this is a executive order and it is 50%.
Okay, then we need to request that this executive order be, implementation of this executive order be delayed until such time as, et cetera. Yes, yeah. I'm going to defer to legal here.
Yeah, we have to, and I appreciate it, Brian, that you brought that to our attention. We have to go to the governor's office. Knowing that now, we have to go to the governor's office. I'm not sure what the right legal term is, but we have to go to the governor's office and probably ask for or more than strong, something stronger than ask for
a stay of execution.
Yeah, exactly. an executive order. We got a new governor coming in, so you know we're not asking the governor to rescind an executive order that he issued. We're asking a new governor to do whatever to an executive order that the previous governor issued. I'll reword the resolution. I've already written myself a note. I'll reword the resolution. I don't think I can do it sitting right here, but with the committee's and the body's indulgence, I'll reword the resolution to reflect that. Because you're right. I agree. It's my understanding also that OGS can't not do it if there's an executive order that says they have to. All right. That's it.
All right. Good. Yeah. Mike? Well, that's right. For the sake of this resolution, I will continue some discussion for a short time. Kate, I haven't forgotten you on this issue. But for the sake of the actual consideration of this resolution, can I assume that the body is in principle agreement with this resolution?
Yes.
Therefore, I would be glad to entertain a motion that consideration of a resolution like this be deferred to the board of directors of this state affiliate for. Motion and a second. All in favor of passing this responsibility for this resolution to the board of directors, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.